brings you transcribed from Hollywood, the Martin and Lewis Show. Our guest tonight, George Jessel, featuring Sheldon Leonard, Ben Alexander, Dix DeBeale and his orchestra, and starring Dean Martin.
We're writing songs of love, but not for me.
And Jerry Lewis.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Oobly-obba-dobba-da.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard my partner Jerry Lewis singing. Your ears are not out of order.
Oh, you're so smart, Dean Martin. I could have had a great voice. I should have stuck with my singing when I was a kid.
Why? You're stuck enough with it now.
Say, Jerry, pardon me for butting in.
Yeah, what is it, Ben?
One of these days, you'll be great in television.
I'm glad you think so, Ben, because I just auditioned an act for television.
Say, that's wonderful.
Jerry, tell Ben the truth. Jerry?
Tell him the truth? You tell him the truth. Go on, testify.
You mean Jerry didn't audition an act for television?
Well, not quite. When we took our clothes down to the laundromat, Jerry locked himself in a Bendix washer and did Milton Berle imitations through the window.
Dean Martin, that is a fib, a story, and also completely untrue.
Well, that's a shame. I thought it sounded like a great idea.
You did?
Sure.
For an encore, I blew soapy bubbles out of my ears.
Jerry.
The act wasn't funny, but it sure was clean.
Jerry, why don't you stop?
You should have seen the review I got in Variety. It said, Jerry Lewis, no soap.
Jerry!
What you all the time yelling at me like a big shot for?
What you all the time yelling at me like a big shot for? That's as bad as throw the horse over the fence some hay.
Don't get smart with me, Dean Martin. You only made one picture, too.
Say, fellas, what's this I read in the papers about you making your next picture at 20th Century Fox?
Well, we're not so sure about it. Not after what happened to us.
After what happened to you? What was that?
Well, one morning we walked into that Hollywood nightclub of ours. There was a sweet little old lady waiting for us.
Good morning. Are you Mr. Martin and Mr. Lewis?
Yes, we are.
Well, my name is Pruella Quidd. I'm looking for a job as a cigarette girl.
A cigarette girl?
Why should a sweet old lady like you want to be a cigarette girl?
That's what I've always been. Just a cigarette girl waiting for a man who knows tobacco best.
Well, I don't understand, Miss Quidd. Why did you choose to be a cigarette girl all your life?
I couldn't help it. You see, before I was born, my mother was frightened by F.E. Boone.
Well, we're awfully sorry, Miss Quidd, but our cigarette girl will have to be very young and attractive.
Oh, don't you worry about that. When I get my mascara on and my wrinkle putty, I'm cute as a bug.
Well, Miss Quidd, suppose we think it over. Where can we find you?
At the Griffin Manor. I'm living with my mother and my older sister. You see, I'm the baby.
Well, if we decide to hire you, we know where to get you now. Thanks and goodbye, Miss Quidd.
Goodbye.
You know, Dean, maybe we should consider her. She'd be different.
Oh, now, Jerry, we've got more important things to think about. If we don't line up another picture, we're liable to slip right out of sight.
Yeah. Why can't we be lucky like Boris Karloff? Look, it says here in the newspaper, three studios want him. Gee, Dean, if only one of us was ugly.
Well, look at this story here. Rita Hayworth expecting.
Can't you just see the doctor coming out to Ali Khan and saying,
you are now the father of a bouncing baby boy, weight 52 carats.
Oh, now, Jerry, I doubt that would happen.
Hey, Dean, look what it says here in the newspaper.
What?
Daryl Zanuck looking for new young comedians. That's us, Dean. That's us. Now, take it easy and don't get excited. We gotta act like we're not anxious at all. Don't rush into anything and play very, very hard to get. Okay, we played long enough. Now, let's let's get out to the studio and see him.
Wait a minute, Jerry. Calm down. We don't know Daryl Zanuck. We'd have an awful time trying to get in to see him.
No, we wouldn't. They'll see Betty Grable anytime. I'll just make myself up to look like Betty Grable.
Jerry, how could you possibly make yourself look like Betty Grable?
Oh, Dean, think of a way and we'll both be so happy.
Now, let's just think this thing out. Who would know Mr. Zanuck?
Mrs. Zanuck?
Jerry, you're going to be sensible. You talk like a man with two heads.
I talk like a man with two heads. Me, Jerry Lewis, two heads. Say, Jerry. Yes, Sam. Doing anything later?
No.
Then how about me using the body tonight? No, I might go out later. Why can't I ever have the body? After all, I'm the older head.
Well, we agreed that I'd have charge of the body this week. Now, don't bother me.
Lehigh is waiting.
Will you not sing?
I like to sing. That's another thing. I don't want to have your tunes running through my head anymore. All right, Sam. Which voice am I doing now? All right, Sam. You answer it. This body isn't big enough for both of us. One of us has got to go.
Jerry!
No, Jerry, no. Let's be friends. We're in this thing together.
Okay, Sam. We'll shake ears and make up.
And you, Dean Martin, you have the nerve to say I talk like a man with two heads.
This boy wasn't born. He was booby-hatched. Listen, Jerry, there must be somebody who saw us in our picture, my friend Irma, and who knows Mr. Zanuck.
I got it, Dean. George Jessel. He's the big picture producer. And we know him and he knows Zanuck. Come on, let's go see him. Gee, this 20th Century Fox studio is a big place, isn't it, Dean?
Yeah, just keep walking. Hey, Jerry, look. Doesn't this guy coming this way look familiar?
Razor blades, shoelaces, chewing gum, screen tests.
Why, it's Soapy.
Yeah, hello, fellas.
Well, what are you doing in the studio, Soapy?
Why, I am a talent scout.
A talent scout?
Yeah, a talent scout. You know, that's almost like a Boy Scout, you see. I help old ladies across the street. That is, if they have movie possibilities.
Well, have you discovered any talent, Soapy?
Get him. Have I discovered talent? Oh, why, I discovered June Haver, Hedy Lamarr, Ava Gardner, Joan Crawford, Tilly Schultz.
Who was Tilly Schultz?
She was my only mistake.
Soapy, I don't believe you discovered anybody. In fact, I bet you don't know a single person at this studio.
Oh, is that so, eh? Hey, look. There comes Betty Grable.
Oh, boy, it is. Introduce her, Soapy.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. Hello, Betty. Hiya, Betty. Hello, Betty. Guess Harry's trumpet has deafened her.
Now, Soapy, if you're really in the picture business, tell me, how do we get to Zanuck?
Wait, that's very simple. You talk to Sam Goldwyn.
Who's Sam Goldwyn?
One of the Warner Brothers. Anyway, Soapy, we're going to see George Jessel. He'll take us to Mr. Zanuck, I'm sure.
Well, I got a better idea than that. Look, you see that open window in that building over there? Well, that is the office of Vladimir Gruskin. And he is Daryl Zanuck's right-hand man.
Gee.
Dean, you go stand under that window, you see, and you sing a song, and this Vladimir Gruskin, he will hear you, and then he will call you in.
Go ahead. Try it, Dean. And if you run into any trouble, I'll come in on the second chorus.
I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. You better be ready around 8:30. Oh, baby, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts, honey. Well, just remember when we get there, honey. Two steps, I'm going to have it tomorrow. Dance both my shoes. I want to play the jolly roller blues. Come on tonight at the dark time, strutting ball. I'll be downtown to get you in a taxi, honey. You better be ready around 8:30. Oh, baby, don't be late. I won't be there when the band starts, honey. Just remember when we get there, honey. Two steps, I'm gonna have them on. Dance a both in the shoes. Oh, and I play the jazz. night at a dark town starter's bar.
Will you shut the window, Jessel? I don't want to hear that street singer again.
Yes, Mr. Greskin.
Oh, Georgie, tell me, what picture are you producing now?
Well, Mr. Greskin, I've just finished, as you know, my new musical, Oh, You Beautiful Doll, and next, well, if I have time,
That's just it, when you have time. You're never on the lot. You're always flying somewhere around the country to make an after-dinner speech. George, I know you're a famous Toastmaster, but if a grocery store in Pomona opens, there's no reason it can't open without you making a speech.
I know that, and I'm very sorry, Mr. Greskin. It's just that, well, people seem to enjoy a few words from me after dinner. I guess I sort of take the place of bicarbonate of soda.
Now, you must understand, George, Mr. Zanuck has nothing against your outside activities. But when they interfere with production...
Mr. Greskin, don't worry about me. I'll work out something definite.
You'd better work out something, because if I don't find you in the studios more often, you'll be out for good.
Very well, Mr. Greskin. I'll go back to my office, if it's still there. Oh, to think that this could happen to me. Me on the verge of being fired. Me, Georgie Jessel, Toastmaster General of the United States, actor, author, comedian, producer. I may be fired. Well, that's Hollywood. One day putting your footprints in cement, the next day you're back mixing it. Well, what am I going to do if I get fired? I've been an actor all my life. What am I going to do? Well, let me see. Nah, I don't want to be governor. Oh, my goodness, what a fool I've been. I've forgotten my beautiful dulcet singing voice. Who would I have to compete against these days? Vaughn Monroe. My cocker spaniel sings lower than him. Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog. Sounds like he's humming with a bagel in his mouth. Let me see, what could I do? Well, I might get booked into the big nightclubs with a fine orchestra and pretty girls. Wait a minute. Do I still like pretty girls? Yeah, I still do. I better go into my office and figure this whole thing out and make some plans.
Well, hello, Mr. Jessel. We've been waiting to see you. I'm Martin.
The singer?
Yes.
Well, how are you, Tony?
No, you got it wrong. He's Dean Martin, and I'm Lewis.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Lewis. I saw you fight at Madison Square Garden. You were...
No, that was Joe Lewis.
Well, for my seats, it could have been anybody, believe me.
Dean, I thought we knew this guy.
Mr. Jessel, you remember us. You saw us at the club. Martin and Lewis, I'm Dean Martin.
Oh, of course. I'm just kidding. Dean, how are you? Say, listen, you look sleek and slick.
Thanks. And you remember Jerry.
Yeah, he looks slack, doesn't he?
Gee, Mr. Jessel, I've been looking forward to this moment ever since I watched your vaudeville act from my grandmother's lap.
Now, just a minute, young man. You couldn't have watched my vaudeville act from your grandmother's lap. Your grandmother must be 20 years older than your mother, and your mother must be 20 years older than you. So if you add that all up, how old would that make me? Why, tell me, is your grandmother like me?
Mr. Jessel, you will admit you're not exactly a child.
Well, I didn't say that I was, but I'm not an old guy either. I don't know why people talk the way they do. When I came in tonight, boys, heard a fellow say, look, there's Jessel. Other fellow said, gee, he can still walk.
Dean, did you hear that? Isn't he great? He makes it up just like it's funny.
We're only kidding you, Georgie. I loved you on the stage, honest. No one could walk out and get the same reaction you could.
Oh, now, please.
I mean it. You're wonderful. I'll never forget the hush that used to fall over the entire audience the minute you told a joke.
Look, don't love me so much. Hate me a little, will you, please? Now, let's all kidding aside. What brought you two boys to my office?
Well, Mr. Jessel, the reason we came to see you is we want to talk to Mr. Zanuck.
Well, I don't know about that, boys. Mr. Zanuck is a very hard person to see.
But I thought he was looking for comedians.
Jerry, that's not the way. Let me try. Look, Mr. Jessel, we know Mr. Zanuck is hard to see, but we figured he'd listen to a man of your ability, your superior stage presence, your captivating voice, and your good looks. Why, when you first walk in here, I thought you were Gregory Peck.
Isn't that funny? Everybody makes that same mistake.
Oh, Dean, I'm so unworthy of you.
Boy,
course, I'd like to take you in to see Mr. Zanuck, but there are many complications. Now, let me ask you this. Would there be room for me to sing in your nightclub?
You? Oh, if you sang, would there be room?
Georgie, you mean you'd like to take my place and work up there with Jerry?
I don't know if you could stay in a pace, old man.
I am not afraid to get up there with you, young man, provided you have your hair cut. That is hair, isn't it? What is that?
Certainly it's hair. It looks this way because I'm growing my own beret. You shouldn't make fun of my head. Yesterday I went to a fortune teller who reads the bumps on people's heads, and he read mine.
And what did he say?
My head has the same plot as I was a male war bride.
Boys, let's not beat around the jokes. Now, I tell you what I'll do. I'll get you in to see Mr. Zanuck if you let me sing in your club.
But we've already got a singer. Dean.
Yeah, but he imitates Crosby. Look at me. I imitate anybody.
Well, we'll do almost anything to get in to see Mr. Zanuck.
Well, don't make it sound so awful. Remember, I've had quite a reputation as a singer. They even made a motion picture about me. Jessel sings again.
Wait, I thought that was Jolson sings again.
The same thing. Listen. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Open up that golden gate. California, here I come.
Gee, isn't it nice? He's got an orchestra in his office.
Did you like that?
Yeah, just shake it down. We'll remove the shingles in the morning.
Georgie, what will it help if you sing like Jolson?
Well, I don't have to sing like Jolson. It just happens that we took from the same tonsils, that's all. As a matter of fact, I can be Eddie Cantor. The main difference between us, he has daughters, I had wives. Listen to this. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. I had a mustache as cute as a pup. Susie kissed me, and she might have done thing up if you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a girl.
Well, Jerry, what do you think? Shall we let him sing in the club?
What do we need him for? I can do Jessel. Listen to this. One bright and guiding light that got me wrong from right. I found in life my mother.
Well, I guess it's all settled. Now, here's what we'll do. I'll tell Mr. Zanuck that I want you boys for a picture. My new picture, Moon Over the Catskills. I'll tell Zanuck, Zanuck, this will be a bigger hit than Oh, You Beautiful Doll or my next picture, Dancing in the Dark.
Gee, then it looks like I'll finally get a chance to sing for Mr. Zanuck.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful. But maybe you better run over a number now, Dean. Do, just for fun, the number from our Hal Wallace picture, My Friend Irma.
We'll do it, Jerry. We'll do it. Love me, love me, say you love me, just for fun. Softly sigh it, try it, try it, just for fun. If you're close to me, maybe you'll agree. Here at hand, that magic land we're seeking constantly. Tingle, tingle, when we mingle, just for fun. Let's pretend we'll never end. Whoa.
For if we play at love, we may stay in love. Then you'll be glad you tried it just for fun.
Okay, fellas, I'll take you to see Mr. Gruskin, because he's Zanuck's right-hand man. Come on. Here we go. Right down this hallway.
Gosh, this is a wide hallway.
Yes, the widest hallway I've ever seen.
Well, you see, wide hallways are part of our plan here at 20th Century Fox. It gives the stenographers a sporting chance. When they walk by the producers, you know?
You mean the producers chase the stenographers?
He's young, isn't he? Mr. Jessel, are you sure Mr. Gruskin will see us?
Of course. Now, come on, fellas, and step lively.
Hey, looky. Look who's coming down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Get a load of them high heels. Hiya, hop along.
Howdy, boys.
I love those cowboy boots.
Oh, be quiet. Now, listen. Boys, here we are. Remove your hats. We are standing in front of the office of Mr. Valadier Gruskin.
Say, Mr. Jessel, this seems pretty easy. Can anyone just go into Mr. Gruskin's office?
I should say not. Mr. Gruskin is one of the world's most carefully guarded executives.
He is, huh?
Now, come on. I'll open his office door.
Run for your lives. It's Mighty Joe Young.
Quiet, Jerry. Mr. Gruskin, may I present Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, gentlemen, Mr. Vladimir Gruskin.
Georgie, I told you before not to bring bookies into my office.
Bookies? Mr. Gruskin, we are actors.
Actors?
Sure, ain't we, Dean?
Well, of course. How now, brown cow?
Now, look here, Georgie. I'm a very busy man, and
look,
I can't...
Look, you've got to give these boys a chance, Mr. Gruskin. They're really great actors. They can do anything. From Barry Fitzgerald to Clark Gable. These boys are...
I got to agree with you, Demi boy. Another time that I will be going to see you, but I don't know now.
Hello, baby.
Now, just a minute, boys, and give
even though I never going to see you, but I'm going to see you, but I don't know now.
Hello, baby.
Don't overdo this thing.
Even though I never...
Goodbye, baby.
Oh, shut up! My job is at stake. You gotta just give
me... Georgie, I'm a very busy man. If these boys have any acting ability at all, please have them do a scene for me.
A scene? Mr. Gruskin, these gentlemen have a whole screenplay they're gonna do for you. They have a movie all planned out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Now, go ahead, fellas. This is your big chance.
Okay, here we go. Now, just imagine this, Mr. Gruskin. We're inside a movie theater. One of the biggest movie theaters in the whole world. The lights go dim. The title of the picture's flashed on the screen. 20th Century Fox presents that great picture that all the world has been waiting for. Bulldog Drummond Bites Lassie.
The greatest picture ever made.
It's colossal.
It's terrific.
It's gigantic.
It's sensational.
It's a re-release. But it's the greatest picture that was ever made. Just look at the cast. Martin and Lewis, Gary Cooper, Martin and Lewis, Ingrid Bergman, Martin and Lewis, Ronald Coleman, Martin and Lewis, Joan Crawford, Martin and Lewis, James Mason, Martin and Lewis, Forty Colbert,
yes,
Martin and Lewis,
yes, wait a minute.
George
wait
Raff,
a minute.
Martin and Lewis,
wait
Reddy Young, Martin and Lewis, Vincent Tracy, Martin and Lewis, Jennifer Jones, Martin
wait
and Lewis.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter? Don't you like Jennifer Jones?
Now, look here. I'm a busy man.
Now, just a minute. Boss, this is a great street. Now, let the boys tell it to you. Believe me, this is what the studio needs. Go ahead, boss.
It is? Very well, then. Continue, gentlemen.
Thanks, boss. Now, the picture begins. What a story. What a story. Picture, if you will, a small, dirty room in a broken-down tenement house. A young girl is sitting in a broken-down chair next to a broken-down table. She is holding a broken-down baby.
And now comes the real dramatic part of the story.
Yes, this is a tragedy that happens every day. It's the story of a young girl with an unmarried baby.
This joke has gone far enough. Take these bookies out of here.
Now, wait a minute. They can do something else besides not acting.
Yeah, we're singing.
He finally got a funny line. Let him keep it.
Johnny Newcomer.
Well, I don't want to hear any singers.
But we're good singers.
I don't want to hear any singers.
But, boss, the boys and I have whipped up a little arrangement that's not...
I don't want to hear any arrangements. I hate singers.
But this song is Oh, You Beautiful Doll, a song from the picture, my picture, Oh, You Beautiful Doll, a 20th Century Fox production.
Well, what are we waiting for? I love
Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful...
I ran my fingers through her hair. Oh, how I wish that she was there.
Let my arms about you. I could never live without you.
Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful...
When I see a girl like you, Hubert, I always make a boo-boo.
How my heart will ache.
I want to hug you, but I fear you'd break. Oh,
oh,
ow,
oh, oh, you beautiful doll. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll.
Thank you, George, for coming on our show.
Can we make a picture at your studio?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No. Cause you're no beautiful doll. I'm only kidding.
We know it's Georgie.
Oh, you beautiful doll. Gruskin, what do you think?
Yeah, what did you think?
Y'all like it, Mr. Gruskin?
Gettle?
Yes, sir?
Get these bookies out of here.
What about me? My face is in the balance. Am I still a producer or what am I?
Georgie.
Yes, boss.
Here's $2. Put it on citation to win.
Thank Good you. Night, Georgie. Thanks for everything.
Good night, everybody.
See you next week, everyone.
Show transcribed in Hollywood is produced by Robert L. Redd, written by Charlie Isaacs, Zach Douglas, Dick McKnight, and Ray Allen. Martin Lewis currently may be seen in the picture My Friend Irma. This is Ben Alexander suggesting you tune in to your NBC station each Friday evening, this same hour, for the Martin and Lewis Show.
Stay tuned for William Bendix and the Life of Riley on NBC.